Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 814 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Max, but before we get to that, I do want to say that this episode is brought to you by Bamboo HR. It's a simple, super simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee that you have. It automates countless tasks in HR. No more file cabinets, no more spreadsheets, messy whiteboards, and it's accessible through the cloud. So if you have employees, you know, this is great because there's a limited time offer for you. You can try Bamboo HR for free for 14 days. That's right. Take it for a spin. BambooHR.com is where you go. Click on the mic at the top and enter my code PAT to get that 14-day free trial. Try it and you'll wonder just how you ever got along without it. So that's BambooHR.com. Enter the code PAT. All right, now here's today's question from Max.
Hey, Pat. My name's Max Miller, and I run a humor and entertainment website called RuinMyWeek.com. First off, I'm a huge fan of SPI and everything else you've given those of us who want to make money doing something we enjoy and live life a little more freely. It's been huge help for me. Long story short, I spent about 9 months building the site, filling it up with content, beefing up the SEO and any free time I had. Since I launched in April, I've had over 1 million page views and 500,000 uniques. My Facebook page has skyrocketed from under 20K to over 125K, and my other socials have picked up significantly as well. My question for you is, how do I begin to truly monetize all the hard work I put in on the site? Since it's an entertainment website, I'm not really selling anything, and it's a bit harder to push affiliates. I have Google Ads, and I make about $100 to $175 a month off of those, but I'm a bit overwhelmed at how well this is done out of the gate and would like to get to a place where I can benefit from all the hard work. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for everything.
Hey, Max, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. First of all, congratulations on all your success. I love hearing stories of people who just put something up on the internet, and then all of a sudden they just can't even believe the success that they're having. Now, the success that you're having is all the exposure and the traffic and the social aspects of it. That's awesome. And now you're looking to monetize. So let me help you. First of all, you're doing well with Google AdSense, $175 a month. It's not a ton, but it's something, right? And so what I would do is actually start with what's working first. So optimize your Google AdSense. There are potentially other ways to monetize, which I'll talk about in a second. But see if you can test different ads, spots, ad types, you know, images versus text, or using both. And Google AdSense will typically offer you some advice in terms of how to increase the income that you're getting. I mean, that helps their business as well, so that they often provide those messages in your AdSense dashboard. So if they've shared anything with you, follow their advice in terms of how to improve. So that's where I would start. Now, secondly, entertainment sites, especially ones with large amounts of traffic, can do a very good job of advertising not using Google AdSense, but using what I like to call private advertising. So you're going to have to reach out or find other companies who want to get in front of traffic. And that's the thing. Other companies, they want to get in front of traffic. And the more, I guess, targeted your traffic is, the easier it is to find those companies, because they're going to want to align with companies just like them or who have customers that would use their product. So it may be a little bit difficult depending on what it is that you're talking about, but that's another option to explore. what I would do to help you understand what things that you can reach out to or what companies you could reach out to and place on your website or have a deal with them specifically where they would pay you pretty much like a monthly retainer to have an ad on their website or have certain numbers of emails go out to your list or, you know, other kinds of advertising on your social. You can look at other companies or other entertainment sites that are talking about similar things to you and see how they're monetizing as well. See what ads are popping up in their Google AdSense and see if you can actually reach out to those companies and strike a deal with them. So those are some things you can do. And you can also use tools like SEMrush. That's going to also give you some insider information related to, you know, not just your keywords that people are finding you for, but also what some of your other competing websites are and where you can go and dive into sort of what ads are being spent on their websites and stuff. So that can give you a good start. But then there's also a couple of other things I want to share with you. There's some entertainment websites that do very well with publications. So you probably can't go down the route of traditional internet marketing, finding a product that will provide a solution for your audience because your audience is there for entertainment, right? So it's not like a course or a membership site or anything like that. But what I would do is see if there's some publications. You can even take a lot of the things that you've already published, if you have the right to, and package them together and publish them. This is something that The Oatmeal does very well. Now, mind you, they do have a lot of more visual and graphic related cartoons, and it is a humorous website, and they package these things into things that can become coffee table books and just nice little fun gifts and stuff. So there may be a way for you to do something like that where you can take stuff that you've already done, package them together, and sell it either as an ebook or probably even a physical book if you wanted to go down that route. Finally, however, the thing I would recommend you check out is a tool and service called Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And this allows you to provide a sort of PBS-like mechanism on your website or with your brand that's sort of a paid for by the viewers of kind of thing. So you can have fans, and it doesn't take very many of them to really support your brand and make you a significant income. I actually interviewed the founder of Patreon and another user of it who has been making thousands of dollars a month, and it's simply through small incremental pledges from their users. So from $1 to $5 a month or per show or per episode that comes out, if they have a podcast, you know, this adds up. And it's a great thing because your fans can feel like they're giving back to you for the work that you're doing. And they know that they're supporting this thing that you're up to. And you can see these fans kind of step up. And instead of having ads, you can have people, you know, pledge, if you will, and pay small amounts of money to, you know, help keep you going and keep you supported. So I would definitely check that out as well. That's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.com. All right, Max, thank you so much for the question. I hope this gives you some good insight and some information on where you can go from here. And I want to wish you all the best. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you all. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Lord Beaverbrook, and that is, business is more exciting than any game. Although I kind of half agree with that. Business is definitely exciting, but to me, it is kind of a game, right? Gamification. I love to gamify things and not compete with others, but mainly compete with myself. Now, finally, if you want to join me live today or any Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, head on over to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, where I conduct an hour Q&A session live called Ask Pat Live. So hopefully I'll see you there. You get your questions answered. And no, I'm not going to be giving away a t-shirt for everybody whose question gets featured there, but I am giving away stuff at the end of those broadcasts, and you have to be on live to win. So check it out. One more time, that link is facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, and you'll see the broadcast there, 1:30 Pacific Fridays. See you there. Thanks, guys. Take care. Love you. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.